From the studios of KXRW Vancouver, I'm Neil Malloy, and for the next hour, we're in the autumn wilderness. To begin the show with trombonist Roswell Rod and all his gut-buckety glory in a duet with the lyrical Cuban guitarist David Oquendo, together on the great ballad Autumn Nocturne, song all about bright October's golden charms. And yes, that's the same David Oquendo who won a Tony earlier this year for playing guitar in Buena Vista Social Club. There'll be more trombone music later this hour, courtesy of Andre Hayward, but until then, we'll focus more on strings around autumn, including a piece by almost that very name from Japanese composer Toru Takemitsu. Before we explore that, though, it only seems right to mention Sheila Jordan, the one-of-a-kind jazz vocalist who passed away back in August. Anyone who ever heard Sheila sing knows that her muse was Charlie Parker. To the end of her 96 years, she sang about the bird, about the life calling his music gave her. So, in memory of Sheila Jordan, here is her muse with strings, circa 1950, on a song that decades later she would make one of her signature tunes, Autumn in New York. From Charlie Parker with strings, the master takes. That's Vernon Duke's Autumn in New York. Charlie the bird, Parker soaring on his alto, high above the woodwinds and string section, arranged and conducted by Joe Lipman. You're listening to In the Wilderness on KXRW. Coming up, the strings will suddenly be much more modern sounding when we cross the Pacific to Japan, right after this.
KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Licensed in Washington State, our diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making your rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
우리는 여러분의 언어를 구사합니다.
我们说你的语言.
Nosotros hablamos tu idioma.
중 tôi nói ngôn ngữ của bạn.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
The Columbian in Southwest Washington continues to offer the most comprehensive and consistent coverage of our region and our people, despite the challenges faced by local newspapers nationwide. Valued donations to our community-funded journalism project via the Local Media Foundation pays for local reporters to provide expanded and in-depth coverage of key local issues in print and online, including homelessness, transportation, and the environment. For the most thorough daily coverage, visit Columbian.com. Please consider donating or subscribing today.
Back in 2023, BBC Music Magazine made a list of the 14 greatest viola players of all time. And by all time, they meant all the way back to Mozart's era. One of the more present-day violists on there is Nobuko Imai, who's the only Asian performer on the list and one of only 5 women to make the cut. And she premiered our next work, a viola concerto written by Takemitsu called A String Around Autumn. The title comes from an 8-line poem by Makoto Uka, which reads, "Sink, don't sing, be simply silent, be simple, a string to wind around autumn." Takemitsu described this work as an imaginary landscape. And as you'll hear, it's a landscape filled with all sorts of spikes and thorns along the way. Nobuko Imai solos as Seiji Ozawa puts the Saito Kennan Orchestra through their paces.
Thank you.
shimmering away like twilight after a triumphant ending. That's A String Around Autumn, a viola concerto composed by Takemitsu. And although the name of the work was borrowed from Japanese poetry, Takemitsu actually wrote this to commemorate the bicentennial of the French Revolution. It premiered in Paris back in the autumn of 1989. Nobuko Imai was the soloist then. A year later, she made the record we just heard. Imai, who's in her early 80s now, playing viola with Seiji Ozawa's Saito Kennan Orchestra. Well, believe it or not, you are still listening to KXRW 99.9 Vancouver and streaming everywhere at kxrw.fm.
Programming like this is made possible by support from High Five Cannabis, your local cannabis connection in Vancouver and Stevenson, Washington. High Five offers flower, concentrates, edibles, tinctures, topicals, and more. Whether you're new to cannabis or know what you need, their staff is available to assist. If you go to highfivecannabis.com, spelled H-I-G-H, the number 5, cannabis.com, you can learn about their specials like Munchy Monday, Senior Tuesdays, Waxy Wednesdays, and Loyalty Thursdays. Again, that's highfivecannabis.com.
Are you looking for junk removal from a full-service, local, friendly company that recycles or donates whenever possible? On Point Removal Services trucks are 25% bigger than the average junk removal truck and are fully licensed and insured. Call or text 360-728-0093 for a free instant quote. That's 360-728-0093. Or go to onpoint-removal.com for more information. On Point Removal Services, removing junk on point.
KXRW is supported by founding partners Morel Inc. Print and Marketing. Since 1993, Morel Inc. has offered high-quality, creative, and innovative solutions from their women-owned, union-staffed, state-of-the-art print shop. Morel Inc.'s experienced staff uses the latest technology to solve clients' marketing needs and within their budget. Find Morel Inc. at morelinc.com. That's MORELINK.com.
It takes a real powerhouse to follow Takemitsu, and I have one for you. Her name was Betty Carter, one of the most risk-taking improvisers who ever lived. In early 1996, Carter recorded what would turn out to be her final studio session, I'm Yours, You're Mine. The CD was released a year later, and Carter went on tour. I remember she had had some concerts scheduled here in the Pacific Northwest, but then everything slowed down. Carter was diagnosed with cancer that summer, and she passed away on September 26, 1998. From I'm Yours, You're Mine, here's the final track. Of all things, it would happen to be September Song.
From May to December. September,
That ending, that metallic little sound right there at the end, like a hinge on a door that's closing. The great Betty Carter on KXRW from the last record she ever made. She had a fantastic band of then young musicians, trombonist Andre Hayward, Mark Shem playing tenor sax, Xavier Davis, piano, Curtis Lundy, double bass and drummer, Gregory Hutchinson, all together on Kurt Vile's September Song. Betty Carter putting her own stamp on Maxwell Anderson's poetry. You're listening to In the Wilderness, an hour of autumn-themed music this month. Of course, Halloween is essential to this time of year, along with pumpkin spice lattes and illuminated jack-o'-lanterns. In the spirit of All Hallows' Eve, I wondered, what is the eeriest piece of music I could spin for the dark night of October 31st, or any other dark night for that matter? Then I remembered some vinyl from the late 80s called The October Country. The title, no doubt, lifted from Ray Bradbury, whose book of horror fiction by the same name turns 70 this month. Bradbury described his stories as taking place in that country where it is always turning late in the year, that country where the hills are fog and the rivers are mist, where noons go quickly, dusks and twilights linger, and midnights stay. Well, it is in that kind of gloomy landscape where we find the obscure duo Autumn Fair playing Naomi.
Thank you.
from a 1988 compilation called The October Country, in homage to Ray Bradbury, that's Autumn Fair, a duo of Tom Furman from Savage Republic and Scott Feimster, sounding a bit 4AD inspired on Naomi. I'm Neil Malloy. Thanks for joining me in the wilderness. I hope you left a trail of breadcrumbs to find your way out. But if not, here's the Danish trumpeter Thomas Freeland to clear a path with Henry Nemo's whimsical tune, Tis Autumn. Thank you.